This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you are just tuning in, we've got Centurion from copblock.org joining us in the studio here tonight. We talked about the Silk Road administrators. I had somebody call in about an earth-sheltered house. And we've been talking about the Robin Hood, the latest in the Robin Hood case. The saga has been going on for more than a year now, since last year when the folks calling themselves the City of Keene filed a civil suit against myself and five other activists, including...
Filed it against me.
Okay. Filed it against me and...
I filed against myself. If you're referring to yourself two times in a sentence, I'm just showing you how to use myself in a sentence.
Gotcha. So me and the rest of those folks were hit with this civil suit.
I was hit with a civil suit.
Yeah, would you say I and the rest of those folks?
That sounds
a little awkward.
The rest of those folks and I were hit with a civil suit.
All of us.
Ah, there you go. Look, I just went to gifted school. All right, can you cut me a break here?
No. No.
But English was set up by status, too. Wasn't it?
Right. You evil people using your English rules on me.
So we were sued. How about that? We were sued, those of us who were Robin Hooders. Some of us who were Robin Hooders, because Centurion, you were one of them, and they didn't sue you. In fact, you tried to get added to the case. They didn't want to have any of that, so they wouldn't let that happen. But the case was lost by the city. They failed. The folks who... are running the courts. The judge in this case actually ruled on the side of freedom, which is always nice to see. Every now and then the court system will get it right, and in the case of the Robin Hood case, they did. The, of course, city immediately appealed because it's not like they're spending their own money.
They don't like it
cases.
When the courts get it right.
They spent $20,000 taxpayer dollars at least on the first case.
Maybe more.
Right. They wouldn't give an exact number of how much they'd spent, but they did firm up the number of $20,000 at a minimum on the first case. So I suspect they're spending another $20,000 or $30,000 on the Supreme Court part of this. That's just a guess on my part. And so they're going to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. The city attorneys filed their motion, not motion, but they filed their memo or their brief or whatever you want to call it about a month or two ago. And now after that happens, they give the other side time to respond to that. And so now the other side, in the form of John Meyer, and an award-winning free speech attorney, has stepped up to file his brief. And I've just posted that over at freekeene.com. I take some excerpts out. One of my favorites is this one, quote, "And the claim that the public employees have the, quote, right to be left alone and the right to peace and tranquility while acting as government officials, unquote," which is what the city attorneys claimed in their brief, saying that these parking enforcers have a right to be left alone and a right to peace and tranquility, even though, as was pointed out, I think Centurion, you pointed this out, that in their job description, it says that they have to endure verbal and mental harassment. And
not maybe scrutiny.
No, it wasn't harassment. Verbal and mental, was it duress? Something. Yeah, anyway, they have to deal with people telling them off. They
public,
have to deal
public
with,
scrutiny.
Right. Public, negative public scrutiny as well.
Right. People don't like getting tickets. And this is the thing about... the organizations like the city, it's pretty unusual that you would hand out a ticket to your customer, a fine to your customer for certain behavior. Certainly, some businesses do it in some circumstances. But, you know, the city should be in the business of facilitating business downtown. And handing out tickets for staying too long at a restaurant or a business is a really terrible way to do business, especially when you're sort of looking at, you know, hey, there's empty parking spaces either side of this guy. Do we really need to give a fine for taking up a parking space when there's empty parking spaces around?
So anyway, the point he's making here is, so you got the city guys claiming that they have a right to be left alone and a right to peace and tranquility while acting as government officials, and Meyer points out that has no application, that claim has no application to any political or legal system short of the former Soviet Union. I mean, he just goes after him with this. You can see the whole 32-page filing, as well as the 40-plus page ACLU filing on the side of the Robin Hooders. Both of those articles are up right now at freekeen.com. We go to Eric Freerock from Cop Block Radio. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, when Centurion told me that he was going to be on, I just had to tune in live because I thought it would be hilarious. So, and Mark talking about how, you know, businesses will sometimes implement fines. Usually it's because of a contractual obligation, though. I have not signed a contract with the city, so therefore I'm not obligated to your fines or whatnot. If it's two businesses are doing business with each other and one of them, you know, breaks a rule of the contract, then there could be consequences already in the contract.
Easy example. I had a dentist agreement recently that I signed that said that, you know, if I fail to cancel an appointment, I've got an appointment and I have to cancel it. If I fail to cancel it, you know, if I fail to give them 48 hours notice, they'll let me get away with it with, I think, once. And then after that, if I do it again or like a second time or something, or third time, anyway, after a certain number of times, they get fed up and they say, look, you know, from now on, if you want to schedule an appointment, you'll need to give us a $50 refundable deposit. And if you miss the appointment, we're going to keep the $50. And it was all laid right out there. And I put my name on that line. That's no problem. I can handle that responsibility. But that's the difference between operating under an agreement and the government, which, of course, makes up rules arbitrarily and then says, well, you better force, you better do what we say, or we're going to force you to do it, or we're going to put you in a cage.
And the funniest thing about the whole trial was the city's attorneys. It was like amateur hour. It isn't like the first rule of asking questions is to never ask a question you don't already know the answer to.
And oh, yeah.
They were asking questions of their own witnesses, of the parking enforcers, that they didn't even know the answer to.
Hmm.
And it was really hilarious when he was asking Linda questions. And
Linda's one of the parking enforcers.
Yeah, one of the parking enforcers' questions. And she had no idea what he was talking about. It's like, didn't you do witness prep with this person?
Right.
Haven't you already discussed what you're going to talk about?
They did seem to be a little unprepared.
You would think he would do the witness prep because that's just more billable hours. I mean, they want to do stuff like that, don't they? I mean, wouldn't they want to do depositions and things like that?
Everything I've heard from lawyers is like, yeah, you know, whatever. People got to pay us. So, you know, we do whatever we want.
Eric, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it for now.
Hey, thanks for the call. Cop Block Radio. That's something you can check out. Hey, what's the URL for Cop Block Radio these days?
Copblock.org/podcast.
All right, very good. And it's also heard live Wednesday nights after Free Talk Live on LRN.FM. Thanks, Eric. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And did you know, Centurion, that Derek J., our very own Derek J., is now one of the regular co-hosts on Cop Block Radio?
I do.
And I'm so excited about that. I think he brings a level of energy and excitement to the show that it didn't have previously. And I really enjoy hearing him on there. Although Derek, man, I hope he doesn't get burned out. I mean,
he's well on his way.
He's doing a lot for freedom. I mean, he's doing his show, Peace News Now.
And I told him I can fill in if anybody wants a break.
He's doing Cop Block Radio. He's doing fill-ins for Angel Clark. He's now doing a Bitcoin talk show that he created. He's doing, let's see, I know I'm leaving something out, Sick Sad World, which is his new news kind of comedy thing.
Yeah, that's a bit of video.
I mean, he is a media machine and is doing amazing stuff. So I'm happy to see him continue to expand his brand as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Chris is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hi. Today I tried to donate blood I usually do, and I saw a chance for some harmless non-cooperation. They had a new question in the multitude of intrusive questions that they usually have about.
Yeah, these are the questions set up by the AABB.
What's that?
American Association of Blood Banks or something like that.
All right.
And they want to know if are you queer, son? You know, like they want to know what country you've been to. You've been to an African country and had sex with somebody there, ain't you? You know, like it's
That's
really.
Right.
Sounds invasive.
Oh, yeah. It's bizarre stuff. Hey, what color are you? Did you call yourself Hispanic? You know, like, it's really weird stuff.
Wow.
Well, they didn't ask that question before. It used to just be things like, did you get off the bus in the Yucatan or something like that.
Right.
And so today they added a what race are you? Question. And they
I want to get to your experience here, so hang on, Chris. I want to give you make sure you have time to tell the story, and we're going to do that next. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A perverted Homeland Security executive busted. We'll tell you what for coming up.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crash, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 6th, 2014, gold opened at $1,308.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,356, $6.78 for a half ounce, or $3.39 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,356, $6.78, and $3.39.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll allow you to bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've got Chris, who's on the line. He's going to tell us about non-cooperating with the blood bank. Not exactly the first place I would think about non-cooperating, but apparently they ask some invasive questions. I've never gone through this, I've never actually donated blood. It's not because I haven't thought about it. It's just because, you know, I've smoked pot for most of my adult life. And don't they ask you if you use drugs?
I don't know that they do. I don't know if they ask. I don't know that they ask you if you smoke marijuana.
Huh. Well, anyway, so we're going to get back into his
call. You don't seem to have a problem admitting that you have smoked marijuana most of your adult life on this radio program. I don't know why you would have a problem if you went to...
Well, I didn't know if that would, you know, affect
the blood. They want to know if you're from Kenya, though.
I wouldn't know if that would affect the blood, though.
Well, if you return from Africa.
So
yeah, I would admit that your blood's likely to get anybody stoned.
All right. Well, we'll continue with his call here in a moment.
So, the Survival Training School of California. This is the premier survival training program, frankly, in the world. There's no rating for survival training programs. You just kind of have to go with the experience of the instructors. And their chief instructor over there, Thomas Coyne, here's his qualifications. Helicopter firefighting rescue crew member and helicopter repeller. Former firefighter EMT, rescue team for the civilian space shuttle launches, Kern County Fire Department squad leader, technical ropes rescue, water rescue, confined space rescue, hazmat, crash vehicle extraction, and more. It just keeps on going and going. Three branches of the United States military have trained with the Survival Training School of California. You can trust them. Go take a look at the classes they've got. They've got a pocket knife only class that they're giving here shortly. They've got over weekend classes you can take with the family or just yourself. It's going to be great fun. Go check it out. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. Just go to the website and look at the media they've got there that they've managed to get covered by ABC, CBS, Channel 7, KCAL News, Men's Fitness, the Toronto Star, Will Smith's Earth After Survival Contest, World War Z. They've got the coverage, and if you're going to get survival training, this is the place to do it. It sounds like a lot of fun to me. I'd like to give it a try, too. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. If you want to see if you're up to it, CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. Let me give you the telephone number, 805-503-8861. That telephone number is obviously at CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com.
All right, let's go back to Chris in Ohio. You were at the blood bank. You were being interrogated, and you wanted to tell us about your situation there, so go ahead.
Well, I mean, I've done this a dozen or more times before, and so
I'm more than a gallon myself.
Yeah, I'm at 2 gallons. And
good
so
job.
And part of the reason I do this and go through all those onerous questions is because I'm trying to build up karma, I guess, if... there's so many things that can knock you off the list. Like if you go for 6 months over to wherever, then you can't donate anymore. And I'm just trying to, you know, donate while I'm still in health to be able to do that.
So here's what amazes me about it. I went to Haiti to deliver some school supplies for a radio station back, and it's been many years. And I couldn't give for a year at that point. Now, I asked them why. And essentially, it's because I could have sex with somebody while I was there in Haiti. Now, mind you, I was on the ground for fewer than 24 hours. I don't know how exactly I would have pulled that off. But that either way, you can ask me that question if that's the question you need to have an answer to, because they're asking a bunch of other questions, too.
Well, I beat around the bush.
Yeah, you know, have you ever had Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease or, you know, this whole list of weird stuff? I don't even know who Creutzfeldt and Jakob are. You know, they just ask you a bunch of weird things.
You could lie, too. Like, how do they know you're telling the truth? It's not like they have a screening process.
Right, they don't know that. If I said, no, I haven't been outside the country, then that's it.
Yeah, actually, I've been mentioning a baldness drug that I tried about 10 or 12 years ago, and they always say, have you ever taken this? And all their literature just says, you know, you can't donate if it's been in the last 6 months. But then they say, have you ever taken it? I was going to say no this time.
Right.
So I was kind of in an ornery mood. So they had a thing about race, which they'd never had before. And they said, are you? And I said, well, that doesn't matter. How do I know what your terminology means? What does Latino really mean?
How do I know what my race is? I was just reading an article today about some people that Appalachian folks that thought that they were Portuguese. Turns out they're half black, half white because their parents didn't want to say that.
Hmm.
So I said human, and the lady was shocked. And, and then she's like, ha ha. I expected her to say, ha ha, good one or something, because there's not much humor in the screening process.
Yeah.
But she was, like, genuinely surprised by that. And then, like, okay, give me a real answer. And she listed off the six or whatever. And I said, I don't know. And she was shocked by that, too. And she wanted me to say one. And I finally tried to do other, just because that sounded vague, and I figured that would, if there was a medical reason for this, then they would have their answer that this guy doesn't know, and treat the blood that way, because the other 16 times, it didn't really matter, that they took my blood and didn't tell me that it was, awful or not used or anything.
Did she accept your answer of other?
No, she went to, they had some questions.
You don't look like an other to me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not othery enough to be an other.
She said, do you have Latino heritage or something like that? And I'm like, I don't know what that means either.
You look a little beige.
And so,
man, this lady's really pushing this one question. I mean, like a bureaucrat.
So she called her supervisor, which is fine. I understand, hey, he's not answering the question. I should get my boss. So she came over, and she insisted as well. And I was like, I'm not going to answer because I don't know. If it's just appearance, go ahead and classify me. What do I look like?
I would have told her everything. I would have told her everything. I would have said black,
Italian,
Native American, Alaskan, Russian. I would have went through the whole line.
Yeah, I was trying not to, I try to tell the truth so that they have the true, whatever they're doing. Yeah,
but when it comes to ethnicity, you don't know the truth. Unless
you had a test done, right, Mark?
I had a test
done. Aren't you Native American?
I didn't know that.
Black? Aren't you black as well?
No. My wife's got a little bit of a little black.
My mom's been with a lot of men. I don't know.
I was going to come up with the joke that my wife and I talk about Mia pressing her now that, she's black. But your joke's much better.
Mark, was that a blood test or was that something else?
Saliva through one of those DNA things.
Okay. So you'd think they could do the same kind of test for me?
Sure.
Like, the don't know guy needs a test for whatever. And we
the people that do know need a test. If you really, if ethnicity matters here, you shouldn't be taking people's word for it. They don't know.
All right, Chris, so we'll find out the rest of your story. You left us at the cliffhanger. What ultimately happened? The supervisor's called in. I mean, this guy won't answer a question about his race. How dare he? I mean, what? Who cares?
How dare he say he's human?
Is his blood clean? That's all that matters, right? We all bleed the same, don't we? It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like by dialing toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Centurion.
And Mark.
And Centurion joining us from copblock.org. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. And Mark, tell me about how to keep your teeth super, super clean.
Well, My Magic Mud, if you go to mymagicmud.com, you can see a video that was produced by, well, not produced by, but in which Dr. Griffin Cole, a biological dentist, is talking about the benefits of My Magic Mud. Now, I've been using My Magic Mud probably going on 2 months now, and I'm never going to be without it. It is such a great tooth cleaning I don't know what to even call it. It's a powder.
It's a powder, yeah.
And it's black as it could possibly be. That's why they call it My Magic Mud. Some of the benefits are it just gets my teeth a heck of a lot cleaner than toothpaste itself ever did. You know, you brush your teeth with toothpaste at night, you wake up in the morning, you kind of have this film in your teeth. Not with My Magic Mud. I use My Magic Mud now maybe two or three times a week. My teeth constantly feel clean. I think it goes in and sort of grabs, because it's charcoal, you know, charcoalized coconut husks and bentonite clay, it goes in and it bonds with the little bacteria guys and just pulls them right out of there, and they never have a chance to breed and make cavities and put that film on your teeth. Another thing is if you have gum sensitivity or tooth sensitivity, My Magic Mud has done wonders for people who have this. Now, I don't have it, wasn't an issue of mine. And a lot of people are really sensitive to tastes as far as toothpaste go and that kind of thing. My Magic Mud, completely tasteless. It is an amazing whitener. One application, you'll see the difference. Four applications, for me, got rid of every stain that was on my teeth. And I think it's just great. MyMagicMud.com. Go take a look at that video there by Dr. Griffin Cole. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, so again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Chris in Ohio has called in to tell us about an experience he had, a pretty ridiculous experience of blood donor operator types, running the blood mobile, or maybe, I don't know, where was it that you went, Chris? Was it like a mobile
at,
kind
at
of location?
My work. No,
so they
I
came
was at
to
my
you.
Work. I was trying to get, yeah, they came to my work, and I was trying to get out of a boring meeting, so I signed right. up for the 10 o'clock shift session instead of something later, like I usually would.
And this is something you've done before.
Many times, yes.
Yeah, and so this was the first time you'd encountered a question about what is your race. You did not want to answer that question. Ultimately,
well,
you said other. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't. The other ones all have disease and or, you know, could affect, you know, the quality of the blood, you know, whether it has a disease or some other problem with it. You know, if it doesn't have enough iron in it, then it's, you know, a problem. But they wanted to know my race, and I was actually pretty steadfast in either telling them I didn't know or telling them that I just wanted to be an other or human, but they wouldn't accept that one because it wasn't on the list. They kept
so the lady calls in her supervisor, and then what happened?
So she came in and tried to get me to answer the questions as well, and then she tried to reason with me as to why all of a sudden, you know, this time they need to know my race. And it was because she said that there's I don't know, what do you even call it, a symptom, not a symptom, but a problem where 20 people, I did some research since then, 20 people died of transfusion-related acute lung injury, and they shorten it to TRALI, and apparently that has, she was claiming that it had something to do with racial markers in the blood. And
they should be testing for those things.
I totally agree.
It's
so,
just ludicrous to take people's, because if you walk down the street
for it, yeah.
and you ask people what their race is, and then you do DNA tests on them, you're going to find out they don't know. They think mm-hmm. that they're this and they think they're that. And, you know, they just don't know.
You think you given blood before should have answered 90% of their questions.
I would think that, yeah. So
what ultimately happened here?
She said, well, then if you can't answer that question, then you can't donate today. And
damn.
So I left.
Well, you did answer the question.
Okay.
You said other. So she was not accepting your other answer?
Well, and then it went to that treat into how much Hispanic do you have? And I'm like, I don't know really what Hispanic means, except I don't even know, really. So I just said, I don't know that the answer to that question. And then they let me go. And so I wrote a letter to the Red Cross and did a bunch of research into it. And I haven't found one mention of race. And this trolley or whatever it is, TRALI, transfusion-related lung disease.
So do you think they were making it up and they were just being hard, or?
I think they might have been doing research, and they wanted to, like, have people self-report on race and record these markers and then see how many, and then, you know, trace the blood through to whoever died from this thing that happens to one out of every couple of thousand blood
transfusions. Sounds crazy.
People.
Well, you would think that you're not dead and you're walking in and you're alive and healthy that would have answered that question.
So the important question is, did you get out of the boring meeting for enough time to where you didn't have to go back?
I had to go in and, yeah.
Damn it.
I had
Damn
to
it.
Go in.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I wonder if you get any of the punch and crackers. They always got that stuff.
That's afterwards, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you just wander down there.
I guess.
I act like I own the place.
Anyway, maybe you've got an experience from the blood donation mobile or whatever they call it. Is it always called the blood mobile? That's what they call it down in Florida. They always call it that?
I think so.
There's also the bookmobile down there, too. Anyway, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Hey, there's news out of Wikipedia. You know, we talked about, like, a week and a half ago that Wikipedia started taking Bitcoin. In point of fact, Mark, you had emailed them a couple years ago, right, asking them to take Bitcoin when they, you know, they do these pledge drives. Because Wikipedia is probably one of the most used websites in the entire world.
Yep.
It's probably one of the most useful websites in the entire world. And, you know, I support them when they ask for the money. I'll usually throw them $5 or $10 or something like that. But, Mark, you'd actually been withholding your support from Wikipedia because they wouldn't take Bitcoin.
Right. I wanted them to take Bitcoin. I wanted to be able to donate the way I wanted to donate. And this was two or three years ago. And so I wrote them a little email and saying, hey, I'd like to donate in Bitcoin. And they wrote me an email back saying something to the effect of they have a responsibility to their donors to watch, responsibility to be careful with their money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, I would appreciate you being responsible with your money. This is, however, my money we're talking about, and you should accept my money. You can trade in the Bitcoins as quickly as you want to trade them in, but I want to donate to Wikipedia in Bitcoin. And what you're being at this point is not fiduciarily responsible with your money because you're refusing money because somebody won't give it to you the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then they came back and they're like, we're just not ready to do Bitcoin today.
Gotcha.
And I was like, you get back to me. Because I used to give $10 or $20 or something like that. I think it was 10 to Wikipedia every year because I used Wikipedia and I found it to be a great source.
Jeez, Mark, you changed them.
So they at this point, then they announced that they're going to do it. I'm like, well, I guess I'll give them a little bonus. Now I guess I'd missed maybe 3 years. I gave them a full Bitcoin, which was worth about $600. And what I wonder to myself is was this just a good plan on their part all along? Let's just wait, and then people reward us with much more Bitcoin.
They wouldn't have known that.
I don't know.
And they, I mean, they
would they get what $140,000 in like a week?
Yeah, but I mean, had they taken them 2 years ago, maybe they would have gotten way more ultimately because people would have given them X, and then today that would have been worth, you know, 600 times that. All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more. It's Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please get your shopping taken care of through shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale. I mean, whatever it is you need to buy, Amazon probably sells it. They've got a huge selection with a lot of products and even great reviews that can help you learn more about what it is you're considering buying before you do that, before you pull the trigger. So, again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. And also, of course, we've been talking about Bitcoin here and there. Centurion is with us from CopBlock. You said, off the air, Centurion, you're still kind of new to the whole Bitcoin thing. Does that mean you don't yet have a Bitcoin wallet for yourself?
People explained it to me probably like 5 to 6 times, and I think the reason why I don't get it is because I'm so used to money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you deal with money all your life, and going to something different, you know.
It's a paradigm shift. I mean, I don't know if it's a total shift, but it's a pretty significant shift in the way we think about money.
And the fact that it's also labeled, too, because my conspiracy way of thinking, I want something that's trackless, and, you know, I'd rather, you know, invest in gold and silver, but I might be heading that way
soon. I like
gold
and silver. And let me tell you, if you want to get gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We can get you great prices on gold and silver, numismatics, as well as, you know, stuff like 90% silver as well, what's called junk silver. You get the fine 0.999 silver as well through the folks over at Midas Resources.
Coin silver. Essentially, yeah. Silver and, you know, you're talking about old dimes, old quarters, old.
Right, pre-1965, I believe.
About that.
Yeah. So
sounds good.
Those things are cool. And, you know, they're neat. But the problem with gold and silver is that, you know, they don't just you just can't transmit them on the Internet. And Bitcoin solves that problem. So the neat thing is, you know, Bitcoin is doing all kinds of exciting things. Like Wikipedia is taking Bitcoin now. And it was just about 2 weeks ago when they announced this. Within 1 week of accepting Bitcoin, Wikipedia racked up $140,000 worth of Bitcoin in new funding, according to Coinbase, which is the service that powers its cryptocurrency Influx. Coinbase, a publication that tracks Bitcoin and other CoinDesk, a publication that tracks Bitcoin and other alternative digital currencies, heralds the news as suggesting, quote, the staying power of digital currency donations owing to the combination of tax benefits and transaction cost savings. I'm slightly more skeptical, says the author at TechCrunch, but it is without doubt that the donations are welcome at Wikipedia. I mean, this is about as big as it gets on the internet. I mean, until Google or Facebook takes Bitcoin, I mean, Wikipedia, I don't know if it's the number three site, but it sure does feel like it's the number three site. At least I know I'm a fairly frequent user of Wikipedia. I mean, I can only think of certain sites that are out there that I use on a regular basis. Facebook, Google, and Wikipedia are probably the top three.
The first time I heard about Bitcoin was actually on a primetime show. Believe it or not.
A primetime show, like television?
Yeah. It was a Person of Interest last season.
Oh, they actually wrote it into a fiction show.
Yeah.
And was that the courtroom scene? Where they
No,
about?
I think it was one of the persons he was helping, and they mentioned something like Bitcoin. Oh, I bet you he uses Bitcoin, you know, something like
He's
that.
He's a criminal. He must use Bitcoin.
That's exactly how it was portrayed, yeah.
I'm looking at Wikipedia's list of most popular websites. Google is number one, and Facebook is number two. Number three is YouTube, which, of course, is still
also Google.
Google again, so that moves it to number one even more so. Yep. Number four is Yahoo, which I'm
still
kind of surprised. I was a little stunned. A lot of people still holding on to the Yahoo email account.
Man, you know, you got to give them credit. I mean, I've been using Yahoo since the beginning of the internet, and a lot of the other search engines have come and gone. Yeah. Or maybe they're still out there.
Lycos,
AltaVista. I used to use that one in the 90s. I think they're still there.
They got to be.
But, you know, they don't show up on anybody's radar.
Something, Bing's not in there?
Not on this.
Probably not even the top 10.
Not above the fold here, I should say. Something called Baidu, Baidu.com. I haven't gone and taken a look at it, but it's a search engine.
Is this global or United States?
Global.
Okay.
And number six is Wikipedia. So
not bad.
If you remove search engines from the list here, you...
Baidu's a search engine.
Right.
Looks like Japanese or
That's
Chinese.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
I did say that.
I'm sorry.
Search engine. But if you remove search engines here from the listing, then yes, they are number three.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So, yeah, big news that Wiki's got it, and Wiki's taking Bitcoin, $140,000. As TechCrunch previously reported, Wikimedia Foundation, the parent to Wikipedia, doesn't intend to hold the Bitcoin, but instead convert it to dollars at the time of donation, which is unfortunate. TechCrunch also noted that the foundation raised $18.7 million last year, making this $140,000 less than 1% of its prior haul. But 1% in a week could add up to a tidy figure, provided Bitcoin donations continue. And Coinbase does not charge nonprofits transaction fees. So, you know, not a huge chunk of the total amount they raise, and sad that they would cash it all out into cash. I mean, I understand the motivation when it comes to a business wanting to cash out the money that they get in Bitcoin. Like, for instance, when we interviewed Overstock's CEO, Patrick Byrne.
Yeah.
And I asked him, how much are you keeping of the Bitcoin of the Bitcoin sales that you bring in? How much of it are you actually keeping in Bitcoin? And he said it was 10%.
That's great.
Which is better than zero, which is what Wikipedia is doing here. Yeah. And, you know, at least
Wikipedia is just I guess we could do this and it'd be easy to get some cash and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, fine.
It might be a shareholder decision, too.
Yeah, I don't know how the Wikipedia is run. I imagine it is some sort of board of directors like that. I don't know. But it's obviously they don't have the vision for Bitcoin.
They
here.
Don't. If they had taken my Bitcoins 3 years ago when I was offering them, they'd have a heck of a lot more money and just held on to them. They'd have a heck of a lot more money in value than they would otherwise, and they don't want to do that. That's fine.
So I guess, you know, the good thing for them is that the Bitcoin donations are going to be next to free as far as the fees are concerned. So, you know, when you take a credit card transaction, there's usually some sort of overhead. Although some credit card companies give – don't they give a break to nonprofits in certain cases?
I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, Bitcoin – there's money to get in a Bitcoin and money to get out of Bitcoin. So – it's really sort of mitigable when you compare it to credit card transactions on the internet.
That's true.
So, but you know, that's That's that. But if people want to donate that way, then you should let people donate the way they want to donate. What's going to make Bitcoin, what's really going to, you know, make Bitcoin catch is there's these poor folks around the world send an incredible amount of money, not individually, but as an aggregate, send a lot of money back home to take care of families where it's much harder to find work. When those people can spend that, the Bitcoins that they get sent on site, that'll make a big difference. Because when you're talking about Western Union and, you know, these other ways that people send money, they take a lot of those people's money. And so they're going to quickly move over to services that take a far smaller percentage. Bitcoin takes nothing. I mean, at the most, if you add a transaction fee just for kicks, it'll be a couple of pennies.
So I'm looking at an article here that's actually fairly recent about Overstock. We had talked about Overstock.com being the first Bitcoin business or the Bitcoin accepting business that's over $1 billion in worth, I guess, yearly. And Overstock, this according to Mashable.com, when it began taking Bitcoin, it posted $1 million in sales in Bitcoin 2 months later. It's huge. Wow. It's so enamored with the currency, it's offering employee bonuses in Bitcoin, which is a really cool idea. So, again, he's holding on to some of that Bitcoin that they're getting, and apparently now they're offering their employees an option. So they can opt to take their bonus this year in Bitcoin, and if they do that, they'll get more. They get a bonus on their bonus if they take their bonus in Bitcoin versus in U.S. dollars.
Sweet.
Neat way to incentivize all your employees to really, you know, okay, you guys have got the memo that we're taking Bitcoin, but just because Overstock's taking Bitcoin doesn't mean all their employees care or even know about it.
I've spoken to their employees, and you know, there seems to be just in the meeting that I was the teleconference I was in, just a sort of different levels of acceptance when it came to Bitcoin.
So their initial Bitcoin sales eclipsed $2 million recently. So the first month was $1 million in sales, which was in January. And so it slowed over the last 6 months, the amount of Bitcoin they've been taking in.
People initially wanted to support Overstock.com, but I mean, when you're not top of mind, you're not top of mind. That's why we have advertising.
Bitcoin sales account for about 0.25%, so less than about a quarter percent of the average day's sales. And by the way, interesting detail here, the number one state for people buying from Overstock with Bitcoin is?
And New Hampshire.
Yes, New Hampshire. Yeah. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay in other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.